This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
This is The Woods.
Grr.
The show made by bears for the bear community, their admirers and supporters all around Australia and the world. Brought to you from Melbourne's Joy 94.9 studios. Woof.
Grr.
It is The Woods, it is a Thursday night, it is cold outside, and it is Maddie Bear. How you doing tonight, Dean?
I'm very well, thanks, Maddie Bear. Bear Curious Dean here. But I've got to tell you, I think I've become Swede curious after the weekend's Eurovision.
Swede curious?
Absolutely. We are heroes of our time. We're dancing with the demons in our mind. I think I'm still bear curious, but now I'm becoming a bit more Swede curious as well.
Well, tonight we are talking about the arts.
Mm.
And our guest tonight is Mr. Vic Bear's Cookie. So we'll be talking about Mr. Australasia Bear that's coming up as a part of Bear.
Southern Hibernation, which is only a week away.
I know, it's very exciting.
Absolutely.
And as well as photography.
We're going to be talking about lots of stuff.
Lots of stuff. It's all coming up on a jam-packed The Woods. You're listening to The Woods on Joy 949. Dean, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
It's time to introduce our first guest.
Our guest.
Mr. Vic Bear's 2015 Cookie.
Who? What?
Hello. Welcome.
Hello. How are you?
Welcome back to Joy, Cookie.
Well, thank you. It's been a fair few years.
Yeah. You used to host the Cubby House.
Yes, I was the panel slave operator of the Cubby House, yes.
And it didn't age you a day.
Thank you. You obviously haven't seen the grey hairs I've plucked out since.
So on that, tell me, are you a bear or a cub, Cookie?
I would consider myself a bear these days.
A bear these days. You used to be a cub, now you're a bear. What made the transition? Why did you change from cub to bear?
Well, a lot of people believe it's because of age. I actually now take it as a maturity point of view. Because now all the younger cubs are kind of coming up to me and kind of looking up to me. So I feel a lot more grown up and a lot more mature. Not to say I wasn't already a fairly mature cub for my years, but yeah, I kind of have taken on that sort of persona of being a bear a bit more now.
Uh-huh. And providing guidance to the young folk, to the cubs.
Yes, while still being young enough to make enough trouble myself.
It's funny you mention that you feel you're a bit older now, because we're actually the same age. But I don't feel as mature, I guess you could say. I still feel like my youthful good looks are still intact. I guess my maturity level matches that.
Fair enough, I guess you could say. Well, look, the titles are fairly arbitrary and each to their own as to how they want to identify or be identified.
Now, you are wearing a mighty fine sash right now. It's all leather and studded up. And it says Mr. Vic Bears.
And I'm wearing nothing else. Thank you very much for pointing that out, yes.
Photos to come later on the Facebook page.
Congratulations. So, Mr. Vic Bears 2015.
Thank you. I still feel weird kind of taking this role because I only really adopted the role just over a month ago now.
So tell us more. So it's a bit of a story, isn't it? You were a sash bear in waiting.
Well, yes. The previous owner of this sash for this year retired the title because of personal reasons. Mm. And so it was kind of announced at our monthly den night in April that being the runner-up of the competition that was run in January, for the title, I got the title by default.
And you slipped right into that slash. So, slipped right into that sash. Try and say that quickly three times.
Alyssa Edwards is out and Coco Montrese is in.
Oh, quiet you.
Coco Cookie Bear.
If you watch RuPaul, you get that reference.
Yes, season 5.
Yes.
So talk me through Vic Bear's 2015 for you. What did you have to do to participate in the competition?
The state competition was basically get signed up on the night because, as often happens, there isn't usually enough people sort of jumping to the title on the day. So I thought, all right, I'm going to reapply after many years of being away from the stage. And it was basically a two-step act. The first one was bare casual, where you walk up in what you would normally wear and get asked a whole heap of Q&A questions mm-hmm. from the from the host. And then the second round was the bare minimum, which was wear as little as you are comfortable in.
How comfortable were you?
It's not unheard of that I walk around in a jock strap, so that wasn't a problem.
Ah.
Now, this is the second time you've actually gone for this comp. It was about 5 or 6 years ago you went through it the first time?
Yes, in 2009, before Mr. Australasia Bear Competition was closed off and only kind of available to people who had competed through the state competitions because of, I think my year they had like 10 competitors and it was just way too much, mm-hmm. way too long a night. So they've kind of limited the amount of competitors they now have to a select group. And in 2009, again, it wasn't a state, so I just applied on the night. And actually, sorry, I applied a couple of weeks before. And then the unfortunate thing is 2 weeks before I was supposed to be a competitor, I had a back injury.
Oh, no.
A prolapse disc is not a fun thing to be doing standing up a lot on stage. So I was on crutches for the most of the week.
So did you have some sort of nurse bear fantasy going on for the competition?
No, I did one of the most stupidest things I could have done. The skit was basically I was going to strip a supposed robber of the titles, who, you know, he was jealous that he couldn't get into the competition, so he's going to steal all the trophies. But he had denim jeans, and he perforated them, but trying to force denim jeans to break with a bad back was not a smart idea.
I imagine you're kind of limited into how much pressure you can put on somebody else when your back is screaming in pain.
Very much so. So I was doing okay that night until that event, so I then came back on crutches towards the end anyway. So
now, did you win the event or runner-up?
No. I don't know where I placed, but I didn't win.
I can't believe no one took sympathy on you and gave you sympathy votes.
Oh, I'm sure there was a lot of sympathy given and a lot of offers to go back to the bedroom, but
but no sash that
you can
night.
Just lay
no sash. No, unfortunately not.
Of course, one of the things that I'm curious about is the different categories in the Mr. Australasia Bear competition. Now, you've mentioned bare minimum and bear wear. Oh, bear casual.
Bear casual, yes.
But the third category, bear fantasy.
Bear fantasy.
So can you give us a hint of what you've got planned?
For those who know any of my kinks, I will be taking on an aspect of my kink to show on stage.
Right.
Now,
I'm
being very vague, but of course, that's what I had in mind.
Mm-hmm.
If people would like to try and change my opinion as to what to do...
You're willing to take suggestions?
I'm willing to take suggestions.
Okay, there you go, folks. The challenge is out there.
Is it? 0427JOY949 is
Absolutely.
The SMS number.
And to email?
On air at joy.org.au.
Look at you, you slipped right into it. So if you've got an idea for what Cookie could do for Bear Fantasy... As Cookie says, SMS in or send it through an email during the show and we'll read out the best answers later on tonight.
Exactly.
0427JOY949 and on air at joy.org.au. This is The Woods. And you mentioned something earlier there, Cookie, that you're obviously preparing your... one of the segments was about, you know, bear sensitive and bear...
Minimum.
Minimum.
Yes.
We're going to talk about... bit after this about your bear sensitive topic.
Okay.
Stay tuned. This is The Woods on Joy 949.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
You're on The Woods on Joy 94.9. I'm Bear Curious Dean. I'm here with good mate Matty Bear, and we're chatting to Mr. Vic Bear 2015. It's Cookie.
Before we start, I'd like to know, what are you curious about?
I'm curious about this whole bear thing. It's curious to me.
He's new to the scene, Cookie.
See, he hasn't had the traditional, you jump into a nice teddy bear stomach and you just cuddle.
Just cuddle.
That's cuddle. Your introduction, you're done. Okay, thank you, now paddle the scene.
But you know what? I've never cuddled a man in a sash.
Is there a first time? Should I get the camera out?
Yeah, I'm sure that'll happen by the end of the night. Definitely.
So I'm very curious about Mr. Australasia Bear 2015, hosted, of course, by Luke the Wonder Cub and Mark Haddon, Big Bear Mark. Now... I know when we spoke to Aaron O'Neill, Mr. Australasia Bear 2014,
yes.
He spoke of the brotherhood of the sash. He spoke about how last year there was actually quite a camaraderie amongst the contenders.
Yes.
I'm wondering, Cookie, have you reached out, have you connected yet with the other guys?
The conversation had already been started on Facebook through the official channels, through Pete Undy, who's the president of Vic Bears, to make sure everybody got their tickets and everything right. But then I then created a side conversation on that and basically said, look, last year I was actually part of the walk that the contestants did because I was the photographer. And I basically said, if there's anything you want to do in Melbourne while you're down here outside of the events, have a think about it, let us know, and we'll organise something around that. And we've also started working out, we're staying pretty close enough to each other. So it's the conversation has already started, and I'm sure we'll kind of build on that as the week goes on.
And you know what? They sound like some great guys. We've had a chat to Michael from the West and Marcus from Brisbane, and we had a chat the other week to Peter from Mr. Harbour City Bear.
I actually have to apologise for, is it Michael from...
From the West? No, Marcus.
Marcus, sorry. I have to apologise to Marcus. I was up there for Northern Exposure, where he got his competition sash.
And he's got a big sash.
Well, I didn't know that because I didn't feel too well for the night he got crowned and I didn't see it.
So you missed the opportunity to meet Marcus, but you will meet him, of course.
I will make up for it definitely in the week to come.
There is some stiff competition.
Uh-huh. Have you measured a map already?
I didn't have my meter-long ruler. Where is it?
Now, of course, part of the competition, if you were to win and win the sash, one of the things that you might be asked is, what would you do if you were to be awarded Mr. Australasia Bear 2015?
My answer to that as being Mr. Vic Bears 2015 was, as part of my photography project, and I've kind of pushed this in my own way over the last couple of years, is we are all very intent on being inclusive, and we all kind of say, oh, I like you, and give compliments to each other. But quite often, some of the people I talk to don't necessarily feel like they're deserving of it, and they've got a lot of stigma and shame about their own self-image and body image. And in the words of RuPaul, how can you love yourself if you can't love somebody? How can you love somebody else if you can't love yourself?
Amen.
Amen. So that conversation is something I would like to keep pushing and getting it out there. And my art project, eventually, when I get it finished, is going to help illustrate that. Because for me, I'm a big guy. I'm a chubby guy. Growing up, I didn't have a lot of body images I could relate to well.
Yes.
So... being a photographer, one of the things I'm trying to create is a book about larger or bigger shaped guys, and all, guys of all shapes for that matter, in a photography book. Because if you go to somewhere where they've got a lot of the photo books, you go look up a bear and it's either a muscle guy with hair, a thin guy with hair, or some illustration.
I was going to say, there are a number of books out there, and you're right, that's the standard... type of gentleman that is in those books. It's the muscle in the right places. It's the hair manicured in the right places. Mm-hmm. So your book is, when it gets off the ground, is going to be any body image.
That's right.
Flaws and all. You're not going to, you know, airbrush out the cottage cheese, as they say.
Yes. Yes. That connotation.
I think that message of self-acceptance and putting aside the shame, as you say, is so powerful and so important, not just for the gay community, but for the general population.
Exactly.
What I've been really struck by, and you asked about my curiosity with the bear community, but there's such an attitude of it's very welcoming and of being a down-to-earth attitude. And I think that's not often found in all corners of the rainbow community. That's certainly one thing that I think if someone is new, coming out later in life, that could be something that is quite supportive and empowering for them.
And it's something that I've noticed Vic Bears have started to do really well over the past few years, because there was a couple of years ago a controversy where their posters for Southern Hibernation was featuring those that same type, and it was all photoshopped and it was all the same...
I was housemate to the guy who created the end result of posters.
They were fantastic looking posters.
I understand a lot of controversy around that, yeah?
Yeah, just like what you've been saying, they only really represented one type of bear.
And yes.
Your book and what Vic Bears have been able to, I guess, bring to the fore since then is acceptance of all types of bodies,
yes,
body images. And that's what Southern Hibernation is all about, is bringing those body image body types together, and they've got some fantastic events coming up as a part of Southern Hibernation.
That's right. So one of the ones I'm looking forward to, not just as a person who often goes to them, but one to let your hair down at, is the Underbear. Because it's a challenging situation for a lot of people who've never been before, where you're put in a social situation with everybody, including yourself, in underwear.
I remember the first time I went, it was, I was literally, well, not literally, khaki my dacks, but nervous, yes, sweating profusely, standing in line, and then you go in and you take off your clothes and realize every other person is in the exact same boat that you're in. It's just those inner fears that you have beforehand, that they're going to judge you, that they're going to, I don't know, all those childhood fears you would have about body images and people calling each other fat and whatever it might have been, come back up, and then it's just washes away when you realize everyone else is in the same boat.
Well, that's right. And sometimes by showing what you've got, you also tend to see people actually take an interest in you rather than just say, oh, yeah, he's large, thank you, move on. It's like, no, he's large and he looks good.
And one thing that I also love was the no mobile phone aspect of it, because you're not stuck there on your phone hiding in the corner looking at Growler and messaging someone across the room.
It's not so much about that.
It's about photos.
And it's definitely about photos. One of the first Underbears I went to, I actually set up a photo booth in the corner away from people, and it was all volunteer. And it was a very interesting experiment to see how people felt, not only with a photo booth in the environment, but how many people were actually wanting to take photos as opposed to the ones that didn't. And it was a bit of a 50-50, but I think for the most part, whilst it was an interesting experience, a lot of people also felt intimidated by it. So it was definitely cold.
I guess it's virtual. The feeling of being exposed. And if I was to take my own photos in, my own camera, I should say, I wouldn't mind taking my own photo. What I wouldn't like, though, is someone else taking a photo of me, which I guess is kind of hard to explain. But
that's not at all, because as a photographer, I get asked a lot, what happens with these photos? It's the unknown as to where they will go, where they'll end up, and who could potentially take that back onto you.
And, of course, with social media these days, it doesn't take much for something to go viral or to be...
Very true.
And for, you know, we're talking about fat shaming or other comments to be made which are hurtful and perhaps not as supportive as you might like. Now, of course, with the Underbear Party, just to remind those listening, it's on Wednesday the 10th.
Yes.
So buy your new underwear.
Yes.
Try out a few different pairs.
Yes. If you want ticket information, it's at southernhibernation.com.au, as well as all the other events. I'd like to have a bit of a chat about them a little bit later, because there's some other ones that I really am looking forward to.
It's going to be a great bear run. Great events.
I remember buying new underwear the very first time I went to Underbear. I thought, got to have new dacks, got to look nice, got to be bulgy in the right places.
And not in others.
No.
And you pulled it off, I guess? Well, so to speak.
You're listening to The Woods on Joy 949. Send us a text 0427 Joy 949 or an email onair@joy.org.au. Join the conversation and we'll be back after this.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Joy 94.9, you're on The Woods with Matt and Dean and co-host for the evening, Mr. Vic Bears 2015. Cookie, hello.
Hello.
Because it's such a natural, just come back in.
That's right.
Take over.
Why not? It's been too long since I've been in front of this mic.
And of course, the show you used to do on Joy was called?
The Cubby House.
And when did that finish? That was a couple of years ago?
We rounded that up just after Southern Hibernation 2013. We kind of had a bit of a good 3 years, and we all started moving on to our other own projects from there on. So, yeah. It's still around on podcast at joy.org.au.
It was a good show. I still listen to that back in my hometown of Shepparton.
Thank you.
And, of course, speaking of shows from the past and remembering Joy from years gone by, tomorrow, of course, is the start of the Joy Radiothon. And the theme is Remember Joy. So looking back and remembering those memories when you first heard Joy and some of the shows you used to love and some shows you continue to love. And, of course, so the Radiothon starts tomorrow, May 29th, and runs through to June the 5th. And On the Woods, we've got an extra special show next week. Won't give anything away. Look on our Facebook page. The Woods?
The Woods on Joy 949.
And we'll give you some hints as to what we're covering next week. But it's very exciting. We've got some very special guests coming in. International guests.
International guests.
I know. What? I know. So excited.
I never got international guests.
Stepping things up.
Absolutely.
Oh.
And of course, the other thing's happening tomorrow on Joy at 9 o'clock, and I spoke earlier about Eurovision and my Swede curiousness. Tomorrow morning, on the morning show, Leo and Brian are speaking to Eurovision 2015 winner, Måns Zelmerlö. I can never do the last name, but Måns, the singer of Heroes.
So Guy Sebastian didn't win?
He came fifth. He
What's
did really
the
point
well.
Of
entering? Oh,
they beat England, come on. Sorry, I should say almost anybody can beat England.
Ooh.
Ooh. But anyway, so look, in a week's time, not only do we have the radiothon happening, but it's Southern Hibernation. And
yes.
So a number of events are happening. Which one are you most excited about, Cookie?
For anybody who knows me, beyond. No. Mine is the Monday evening event, Barioki. But before that, the Laird are putting on the Fur Dance Party.
Right.
Which is kind of the pre-kickoff to the whole week.
And that's on Sunday the 7th?
That is on Sunday the 7th. Then on the Monday from about 8 p.m. is Barioki with Shane O'Bear and the boys.
And there's
from
prizes.
Sydney.
There's prizes from Madhouse.
Yes, yes. So quite often each round they kind of pick the best presenter of a song. They don't have to be necessarily the best singer. It could just be the best presented song.
I won a pretty good prize one year. I forget what it was.
For Barioki?
It was pretty good though.
Did you do a Celine Dion track?
No.
What did you do?
I forgot.
I can't remember now.
But Mika is a good karaoke track.
Absolutely.
It's amazing, yes.
So, Cookie, do you have a go-to number for Barioki?
I have about five. the one that Shane O'Bear, who's the guy who hosts it, really likes, is Little Lion Man by the Mumford & Sons.
Yes.
Because I actually changed the style. Like, the karaoke track is the same, but the way I actually sing it makes it more rocky, sort of pumpy.
So you reimagine it.
Yeah, it's just the way I sing it. It really changes the beat.
The rebel comes out in Cookie.
It does, it does.
Okay.
So
that's the Monday night. And then on Tuesday?
Dean Arcuri, I believe, is hosting his regular trivia, but on the Tuesday night this time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Hirsute Trivia. So big prizes.
Always
big,
a fun
big
night.
Big fur, big laughs.
Yeah.
And then Wednesday night we've got
Underbear Dance Party.
About buying new underwear, getting new underdacks. Making sure you look nice.
Or pulling out the very well-used old ones.
The old favourites, maybe.
The old favourites,
you know,
indeed.
The ones that work for you.
Now, keep in mind, some of these events are ticketed, so, and Underbear is one of those ones that traditionally sells out really quickly. So if you want to get any tickets to any of these events, please check out southernhibernation.com.au for ticket information.
I'm actually really, really keen on the gay tour of Collingwood, which, tell us a bit more about that one.
From my understanding, it's being run by the Gay and Lesbian Archives. They've run one previously through the Midsummer Carnival, and the boys have organised them to run another one for people who would like to know a bit more about Melbourne, but it's also kept in mind for interstate comers who would like to know bit more about the history of particularly the Collingwood and Abbotsford area.
And the Laird in particular, and it's got quite an interesting history.
It has a very colourful history from being way back when the Leather Bar to the modern age of the Leathermen and the Bear Bar.
And of course still a men-only venue after all these decades.
Yes, decades you say. There are some women around who still remind us we folk about the times they remember being at the Laird.
Actually, you remember seeing women at the Laird at the Men on Men art show, which is always one of my favourite events.
Yes.
You've had some entries in there in the past as well.
I have indeed. I've entered at least four times now. The second year that I entered, which was a break from my first, I got a high distinction.
Congratulations.
For those who've watched Doctor Who may look at an image very similar, the kid in the gas mask.
Are you my mummy?
Are you my mummy? Exactly. So my image was a bit of a take on that without intending to be.
Is that still on the walls at the Laird?
No. But it is on my website if you want to go look up my photography blog.
Yeah, where would I go?
Fur Inc.
Furinc.com.
Are you entering this year?
Of course.
Of course.
Of course.
Any hints? Any tips? Can you tell us what you're what you're doing?
Well, I'm entering two pieces. Mm-hmm. One is a very intimate photo without necessarily being sexual.
Right.
And another one is a kink-related photo without, again, necessarily showing too much.
And, of course, the Men on Men art competition, is the winner is announced on the evening of Mr. Australasia Bear 2015. So,
yes,
if the stars align, planets align, we could have...
two wins in the same night. Yes,
could
please.
Be.
That'd be nice.
Should we take a book?
I don't know. Does the winner still get their artwork or photography or photograph printed on a publication?
Yes, as part of the conditions of the winner, they get published in, I believe it's MCV, as the front page, as well as being able to present an exhibition through midsummer the following year.
It's a really good. If I'm going to enter, do you have any tips for me?
Get something that speaks about your style, but also something eye-catching.
I'm a terrible artist, but photography I dabble in. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking I've got a few things I might enter. When you put some pieces towards the show, do you frame them? Do you canvas them?
Well, they do have to be presented in a way that can be hung. So usually I just do a print and then frame.
Mm-hmm.
Dry mouth. I'm sure some of us suffer that on a regular basis. I generally tend to go the glass with the frame. But nice. The previous year, I tried an interesting design where I got an image etched into aluminium.
Okay.
Didn't end up coming up too well, but I thought it was an interesting attempt at something, a new medium of sorts.
Very nice. So if people can enter, they can visit the vicbears.org.
No. It's run actually by the Laird. So if you want to find out more information, thelaird.com.au is probably the best place to go for the link.
And just remind me again, so if I wanted to check out your artwork, where would I go?
Fur, F-U-R, mm-hmm. Inc, I-N-K.
I-N-K, okay.
Fur, Inc,
yep,
.com.
Fantastic. I'll have to check it out. Now, of course... We spoke about the gay tour of Collingwood.
Yes.
So if you're an international guest or from interstate, mm-hmm. or maybe you just want to know a little bit more about the history of gay Melbourne.
Yes.
That's a great event on Thursday the 11th. That night, though, there's the dinner.
There is. It's the Vic Bears actually organised last year as part of the Where the Bears Are crew to actually do a bit of a roast of the contestants.
Not a spit roast, but a roast.
Well... could be.
I'm curious about that. Maybe you can explain to me later what that means. I don't even know what that means. Mark said it
we'll
once.
We'll tell you in the break.
Okay, tell me in the break. Okay.
But this year they've got local artists Dean Arcuri and Ash Unicum mm-hmm. to come in and roast all the contestants. And if I know those boys well enough, I don't need to give them a page of information. They've probably got a whole diatribe as to how they can roast me from left to right, up to down.
It's a very nice image.
Sure. So we've got the dinner. We've been to dinner. This is such a jam-packed week.
It is one of the most comprehensive events of the whole in Australia.
Absolutely. Now, look, the Friday event, this is one that really interests me. And recently we had Neil and Nigel on the show talking about this one. And this is called Bear Stomp. This sounds great.
For those who remember doing the whole car rallies or treasure hunts, scavenger hunts, this is the bear version of that. And what they do is they give you a camera... and you upload photos to Facebook as you're doing it.
And as you're sort of on a treasure hunt, a game of hide and seek around Melbourne.
Yes.
Do. The Amazing Race.
But is that what that was?
I should get into karaoke competitions.
Yeah. Keep working on it. So the Bear Stomp's on the Friday. Is that a free event?
It is a free event, yes.
Fantastic. And then that night, of course, is the big one. It's Fancy Dress.
Well, big for some. My next big night's the following one.
Well, you want to keep yourself nice for the competition.
Well,
keep
I do.
Game
I do.
Ready. Yeah.
But apparently the fancy dress for us competitors could be judged slightly by the judges, of which whom we don't know by this stage still.
Okay, mystery judges.
Mystery judges.
Uh-huh.
So I'll be dressing up as something very akin to something I used to play when I was growing up.
Okay. And of course...
He-Man... Barbie dolls,
maybe.
Can't release this one either. It's going to be a surprise.
Surprise. And of course, the theme is the warrior theme.
It is. It is. It's run in conjunction with the Melbourne Leathermen. And it's a good excuse to throw on your leathers or if you haven't got leathers, some other sort of warrior-esque sort of costume.
Xena, warrior princess.
Or I'm wondering if you're like Mad Max, you know?
Yeah, I'm thinking more Mad Max.
Mad Max, or... Beyond Thunderdome. You can come as, what was her, Tina Turner's character, SMS
can't
didn't
help
tell
you,
us.
Dan, I can't help you.
So just, this is from the other one. You saw the previous
one. I saw the Tom Hardy one, because Tom Hardy.
Before Tom Hardy, there was one with Mel Gibson?
Yep.
Yeah? Yeah, okay. So that's the Warrior-themed dance party on Friday night. Saturday, the 13th?
Yes.
During the day, we have something that's called Bear Soup. Now, when I first heard this, I thought maybe this is a cooking demonstration, but maybe not. I've been told that it's not to do with cooking.
It could be. Like, we have one of our regular committee assistants.
Mm-hmm.
His name's Pete Callahan. He's been well-renowned in the community for a long time for helping out the contestants through the competition, as well as being a really cuddly, yummy, handsome guy. And he usually gets behind the grill and cooks up a storm at Wet on Wellington.
And this is where Bear Soup happens.
This is where Bear Soup happens. So it's basically...
Wet fur.
Wet fur, yeah. Mm. Basically, you get to have a swim in the pool and then come and have some lunch in the bar.
Wet belly rubs.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
And all the wonderful things that happen at such an event.
You are listening to The Woods on Joy 949. We're going to take a quick break.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
For all things bear, cub, otter or wolf, and any other woodland creature, The Woods on Joy 94.9.
I love how ABBA is sampled in that little introduction. You are listening to The Woods on Joy 94.9, and we've got Dean and Cookies back tonight.
Hello.
Hello.
And we're talking about Southern Hibernation, and we've just been talking about the warrior-themed party. We're just trying to decide what to wear.
Apparently Xena's out.
Don't come as Xena. Whatever you do, do not come as Xena.
As any kind of female character to a bear event.
Come as a boy. Come as a Spartacus.
Yes.
Or as Mad Max, or a Roman Centurion. Or
Baymax?
Baymax.
He's a warrior in his suit of armour.
I guess so.
If you've ever played like Dragon Age or anything like that, take inspiration from that.
See, what I used to love about those online games or video games was just designing the character.
Yes.
And making him buff and hot. And I'd spend hours doing that and then play the game for 5 seconds. Yep. And then start again.
You got to your happy place, haven't you, Matt? You got to your happy place.
You did.
There's so many ideas about what you can come dressed as. And, of course, you need to wear sensible shoes because we don't want any unfortunate accidents. So come as a warrior but with sensible shoes.
Yes.
Lovely. Now, that's the Friday night. Yep, Friday night, fancy dress theme party. Then on Saturday we've got Bear Soup, which we spoke about, which is not a cooking demonstration. It's actually Wet Fur at Wet in Wellington.
Yes.
And then Saturday night, the big one.
The big one. The
Mr.
one
Australasia Bear 2015.
The one I usually set up for with a second photographer when I'm photographing, but now I actually have to organise being one of the spectacles on stage.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Who's going to photograph you?
Well, I've recently organised a few other photographers with Vic Bears and... we've all good, already organised who's going to be behind the lens on that one.
Because it would be wrong for you to walk around with a big selfie stick, wouldn't it? That would just be wrong.
Sorry, what's this evil thing you speak of?
I don't know. I've heard of them. I don't have one myself.
We got one as a gift.
Burn,
you did. We've used it once.
Burn
the selfie stick.
Burn the selfie stick.
Now, of course, at the Mr. Australasia Bear, we put the call out earlier. We know that there's three categories. There's Bear Casual.
Yes.
There's Bear Minimum. Mm-hmm. And, of course, there's Bear Fantasy.
Yes.
And we put the call out to say, well, what would you like to see Cookie do as part of his Bear Fantasy? And we've had a response.
We had satchel sex.
Satchel sex? What's that? Is that like having sex with a postman's satchel?
Beats me.
I think it's the sash.
Oh, the sash.
Sashes. And then all the sash queens having sex with each other. And like, no. No, that's something I'll probably do with them in the privacy of an apartment, but not for public display.
Thanks for your feedback. We really appreciate it.
It's not really leaving much to the imagination if you're having sash sex on the stage.
With sexual acts on stage, I've always had this issue of you kind of split the audience down the middle because you've got half of them want to be voyeuristic and enjoy what they're seeing.
Yeah.
But then you've got the other half, which are kind of like they feel like, they shouldn't be seeing this. Like something's being forced upon them that they didn't will themselves to see.
Awkward.
So I'm trying not to cater to either of those two groups. I'm trying to cater for all.
Is there like an audience vote? Is there like a social media audience vote that goes on as well?
I guess how many wolves or gurus you get.
So which is worth more value? Is a wolf worth two gurus or is it gurus wolf?
You're getting into maths, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
That's more like algebra to me. It's just like define wolf, define guru. Yeah.
I guess whoever gets the loudest noise when you do have a crowd applause.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And you would get a sash, I imagine, as part of the prize for Mr. Australasia 2015. Were you to win?
If the person wins, does win, which they will, someone will.
Somebody will.
They will get a sash that is made by a very famous leather maker called Laurie Lane, who donates his time and effort into making these satches, not just for the Mr. Vic Bears, mm-hmm. but for the Mr. Australia Bears. Mr. Australasia Bear.
Fantastic. And on the night, you'll be up against Mr. West Oz Bear.
Yes.
Up against Mr. Harbour City Bear.
Mm-hmm.
Up against Mr. Briz Bear.
Yes.
And up against Mr. New Zealand Bear.
Mm. So, Cookie, we certainly wish you all the very best. Mm. And as Victorians ourselves, although, Dean, you're from WA, so you don't count. from myself as a Victorian, good luck on Saturday night for Southern Hibernation.
Thank you. Thank you all. Everybody who'd like to come and see me make a fool of myself and cheer me on is much appreciated.
And to see Cookie's Fantasy, head to The Laird on Saturday night, the 13th of June.
Yes. But that's not all. There's a few more events.
There's more.
What are the other... Well, I've got to wrap it up right now. We've got a minute. Let's go through the rest of these
ones. Sunday, we've got Hungry Bear Barbecue.
Yes, that's a barbecue put on by The Laird. Come along, have a burger. Nice, relaxing atmosphere.
Fantastic. And then Sunday, we've also got the Roundup Party.
Now, the Roundup Party traditionally has been a dance party, but this year they're holding it at the Baker's Arms Hotel for a bit of a social celebration and goodbye.
And then after all that's done, have a bit of a lie down. Have a bit of a nap. I think you're going to be exhausted.
Oh, yes. I always take Monday off just to recover.
So plan to have Monday off, guys.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Much appreciated.
Now, of course, speaking of celebrations, there's a big day today. Somebody's done it again.
Kylie Minogue's
She's
birthday.
Had another birthday. She's done it again.
I swear this happens every year.
I think it does.
She did it again.
You have been listening to The Woods. Cookie, good luck. Head to The Woods Facebook page to find out more on Vic Bear's Southern Hibernation, mm-hmm. or you can head to their own website, which is southernhibernation.com.au.
And also to find out about our extra special international guests for next week's radiothon show of The Woods, go to our Facebook page and check out that. We'll drop some hints along the way. It's going to be a great show next week. Make sure you tune in.
And happy birthday, Kylie.
Woofgrrr.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.